Welcome to the Transform 2017 Virtual Summit, brought to today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you one of the top, the top video experts in the world that you're going to be awed about, Ms. Lynn Hawks. Lynn, why don't you take it from here?
Oh, thank you for that introduction. A little huge, but I certainly appreciate it, Tanya. My name is Lynn Hawks, and my company is Experts and Authorities. We are a full-service turnkey video production company based in Palm Springs, California. But really, this conversation isn't about me. It's about this crazy, powerful, most amazing, and scary medium that we all have in the palms of our hands, and that is called video marketing. Normally, my standard talk is called the introduction to video marketing, or the three key elements to video production and marketing success. The three elements are to plan, to produce, and then to publish. But I think today, what I really would like to talk about, which I think will be a valuable takeaway for everyone that's listening, is how to script or how to present yourself in 3 minutes with the most influence. With the onset of Facebook Live and other immediate platforms, virtual right now platforms, the tendency is to just jump right in and start talking. And while that's okay, I think when you're building a video strategy that you want to give you benefits and have it be extremely powerful, a little thought goes a long way. A little preparation goes a long way. So I'd like to back up for just 1 second and share with you some statistics. You may have heard these before, but they're still awfully fun. It's been reported by YouTube that 72 hours of video are uploaded to YouTube every single minute, and that YouTube has over 800 million unique users at any given time. Facebook says that it has more than 8 billion videos viewed on their Facebook platform every single day. And that by 2017, Facebook posts themselves will be approximately 80% video driven. And Google is telling us that by 2019, 85% of all online traffic will be generated with some video component. So there really is no doubt that video is the most influential medium for attracting and engaging your potential clients online. It really is the next best thing to being face-to-face. And actually, I have to say that it's sometimes even better than face-to-face, because no one can interrupt you. You can maintain your train of thought. You can deliver a seamless, precise, and concise presentation, again, without any interruption. And the mega coolest thing of all is it's available forever. So I'd like to share with you how to turn a 3-minute message into a compelling call to action that will definitely give you the opportunity to connect with people you may have never met before online. Number one, the biggest thing I think we need to get into our heads is that video is not about the hard sell. It's not a hard sell sales tool. I'd like you to think about it as a conversation with a new acquaintance. Let's say you've entered a mixer or a personal party, and you come up to someone you've never known before. Ask yourself if you would jump into the conversation with the about me positioning. It's all about me. I know you want to know about me. Let me tell you about my business, how long I've been in business, and how much I know, and how much I can do for you. I know you want to know about that because you need me. you don't know it yet, but you really do need me, so why don't you hire me right now? Of course, that would never happen, ever, ever, ever happen in real life, face-to-face. But so often, video messages are delivered with that kind of intensity or that kind of blatant urgency, and it's a complete turnoff. So let's talk about the framing or the positioning of building rapport, creating trust, and letting them see you up close and personal, and from their perspective, with a lot of safety because they haven't committed to anything. They're just listening to you. Either they stumbled across you online, they were given you as a recommendation, so they followed a link to possibly your website or a lead page. Now they're able to sit back and really check you out. And if your 3-minute conversation with them, albeit one-sided, is gracious and graceful and delivers value, you will definitely get a connection. So be yourself. You have to be professional. That means you need to pay attention to your grammar, pay attention to what you say, which is what we're talking about right now, and be very mindful of the persona that you're projecting. You don't have to be stiff and perfect and in a suit and tie or a fancy dress, but you do need to present yourself in the way that you would like your brand to be perceived and you to be perceived. So your goal in your 3-minute, let's call it your About Me video or your brand introduction video, your goal is basically to get their attention, to engage their curiosity, to give them just enough information and a flavor of who you are and your personality and what you do to make it last, to make that impression last. The tendency when we're shooting video is to do what we call a product dump. That's what we talked about when I first started discussing this with you. And it's just the worst thing that you can possibly do. The problem is they may not want everything you have to do. They may just be dying inside for one small piece of what you do. So if you go through the efforts of spewing everything, of saying every possible thing you have on your head, you're going to lose them. Another good framing mechanism is to share what they want to hear, not what you want to say. And you can really pretty easily figure out what that messaging is by remembering what your current clients sought you out for. What is the most frequently asked question that you hear every day? Or what do the clients contact you for the most? If you can answer either one of those questions, then you will definitely be on the right track as far as delivering a message that will get their attention. Ask yourself, if I had a problem, what would I want to be? I'm sorry. If I had a problem, would I want to be bombarded with credentials and statistics before I even got to know who I was talking with? Of course not. We had a client who is a sports medicine and athletic health advocate. She has credentials, pages and pages of credentials. She's been in her business for almost 30 years, and she came to us and said, I have a new website. I want to do an About Me video so that people get to know who I am. It's really important that they understand who I am and where I'm coming from. So, of course, that's what we do every day in our studio in Palm Springs, California. We invite people in. We're locked and loaded. with our crew and the space, they can step right into the studio and we can start taping right away. So she hired us to do that. She came to the studio and she had her script in her hand. And the script basically started out, well, she wasn't going to teleprompt this, but she had her script notes. That's probably a better way of phrasing it. And her script notes started with basically, "Hi, my name is Patty blank. I am a sports medicine and athletic health advocate. I am an on-site sports therapist and a physical therapist. I've been in the business for 30 years. I've helped 4,000 students. I am completely proficient and educated in concussion therapy. I know what you need and you need to hire me. I can help you." And I just looked at her and I said, no one is going to get past the 30 seconds. What you really need to start off with is describe your why. Tell people why you do what you do. Give them an example of how you've helped someone. Share the heart of your practice. And then you can start discussing your credentials and the reasons that they may want to consider giving you a call. It's important that you go into some detail, of course, about who you are, what you do, and why you're qualified to be considered an expert in your field. But all those details really can come toward the very end of your 3-minute message. So let's go through the structure again. The 3-minute structure of the About Me video is possibly in the intro, pose a question. Describe a problem or a dilemma, and then share your optimism. The best part of what you do is you've seen amazing success because there is light at the end of the tunnel and you can prove it by something like that. And then go into a little detail that really touches what they might be thinking. The further in you can get into their head, the more intimate you can get with their why, their pain, their problem, or their need for help, the much tighter the connection will be that you make. And just because you're doing it on video doesn't mean you have to be anything else but yourself. The more you can share, the more intimate the conversation becomes, and the closer the relationship can get quicker with much more depth. So, as I said, go into the detail that really touches what they have maybe going on in their head, and then share a success story. People love to see before and afters, and while you won't be able to possibly do a real direct before and after, you can certainly share a story of someone coming to you in one situation and leaving after working with you in a completely different positive light. Then I would explain briefly how you can help, how you serve, and how you accomplish the results that you accomplish. And you can give another case study. You can give examples of, again, how long you've been in your business. Share your credentials, but minimally, because really, if they're on your website or if they're watching you on YouTube and then go to your website, you can have a very detailed article or a blog post that really explains everything about your credentials, can go into tremendous detail that they can vet out if they so choose. So don't spend the time going through all your CPAs and MFAs and BSSs and PhDs. Let them see the personality first. Let them hear that you have proven that you can help and that you love working with real people, and then let them do their homework on their own time, not on your video, FaceTime, or space. Invite the listener to get to know you and browse through your website. And then the big one, and that's really important because you don't want them to just stop at the message, although it'd be really cool if they stopped at the message and then gave you a call right then or sent you an email. But you would like to have them finish your message and then start noodling around on your website about the things that you actually do. If you have training, if you offer classes, if you have one-on-one coaching and consulting, that's what they would be looking for, and that's where you want them to really get the details and actually find something that they like, give you a call, and schedule a session. And then I would highly recommend in your closing that you give them a gift. Now, giving them a PDF, an ebook, a white paper, something that they can read or print and then never read is okay. But I have found it's pretty amazing when you offer personal time. If you have the ability to give someone a 15-minute one-on-one consultation or a 30-minute one-on-one consultation, if you're just getting started, 30 minutes may be awesome. If you're a seasoned professional with a burgeoning business or a growing business or a thriving business, 15 minutes may be the maximum that you would be able to share freely. But offering that up freely with anybody who finds your email or finds your video, is a wonderful way to extend, once again, an invitation, a personal gesture. It's like extending your hand saying, I really would like to get to know you, and I really want to hear from you, and let's connect. So at the end, you can identify yourself, give your details of contact, and then leave them with a thank you. I think, again, going back to what I was saying in the very beginning, video, producing video is so terrifying for everybody. The first time you step in front of a camera, even if it's doing a do-it-yourself video in the privacy of your own office, I find I'm totally intimidated, and I have to shoot it two or three times before I just get over myself and enjoy my time and share really what is in my heart. That's when the good stuff happens. So my name is Lynn Hawks. My company is Experts and Authorities. And we not only do professional video production in our studio in Palm Springs, you can find me at expertsandauthorities.com, but we also do a series of summits or retreats. We're coming up with a two-day retreat in Sedona, Arizona, where we teach people from beginning to end how to craft their perfect message, how to use their smartphone to make amazing do-it-yourself videos, and then how to engage with a professional team and get incredible results. The workshop in January is completely sold out, which I'm very excited about, but we're starting another one up in May. We're taking reservations in May, so you can visit our website, look under events and summits, and if you're interested, give us your name. There's no obligation right now, and let us know that you would like more information about the training courses that we have. It's been my pleasure to talk with you. I think my time is up, and I look forward to hearing from every single one of you, and I look forward to seeing your About Me videos, all about you, your personality, and your shining magic and amazing stuff that you deliver on your website soon. Thanks so much. Bye for now.